And we're going to turn now to new research linking screen time to emotional and behavioral problems in children. Our chief medical correspondent, Dr. Tara Narula, is here with the details. Good morning to you, Doc.
Good morning,
Michael. We know there's research. They looked at nearly 300,000 kids. What were the findings from the study?
Well, this is such important research. We know that screen use is so prevalent in this country. Kids are using it for socialization, education, entertainment. When you look at the numbers, 2/3 of kids 5 to 8 already have their own smartphones and tablets. 40% of kids 8 to 12 are using screens for more than 4 hours per day. You add to that the fact that we're seeing rising rates of mental health disorders in kids, and half of these disorders start before the age of 14, and you can understand why we need to understand the effects of screens on our kids. So this was a large study, a review of 117 other studies of kids under 10 and a half years old who used all types of screens for all sorts of reasons. So computers, televisions, tablets. And they in fact found that kids who used screens were more likely to develop socio-emotional disorders. And then on the reverse, kids who had socio-emotional disorders or problems were more likely to reach for or use a screen. We saw this increased rates in kids who use screens above and beyond those screen limit guideline times, kids who use them for years, more predominant in older kids, and this is important, in kids who used it for gaming or video games. Why might this be happening? Well, researchers say that screens take away from kids' ability to do exercise and be active, from their sleep, from their face-to-face important social interactions with parents and peers. And lastly, it's a way that they use to relieve emotional distress. So instead of learning how to cope in a healthy way when life gets challenging, they're reaching for a phone or a device to soothe them, and they're not learning those healthy coping skills.